friends. God bless you. This message is about Joseph's family when they were going through sicknesses. They repeatedly asked the Lord for healing. We've been seeing so many people getting healed miraculously only through prayer. And now we were wondering why our prayers don't get answered. Eventually, the Lord did heal them all, but before, they had to go through purgings and lessons. And we pray that this message will maybe speak to you too and help you to receive the miraculous healing of God.
I just got this word, I believe, from the Lord. And it's like the sickness we have. The vision I have is like we're in the middle of a lake, surrounded by sickness. The lake is the other sicknesses. Out here, I am just despair and wondering why I cannot get out of this lake full of sickness. And I got the words, thoughts, words, feelings, miracles. Miracles is good enough. In other words, when you're in the middle of a lake and drowning, listen, Paul and Andrea, listen to this. When you're in the middle of a lake full of sickness and drowning, you want to get out. How do you get out? You swim, you take a boat and you row, or you walk, one or the other, one of the three. You walk if it's... So this is a spiritual lake. It's kind of like pilgrim progress. And we walk spiritually to get out. Like when the disciples were drowning in the lake, and they saw Jesus, and they were freaking out. Lord, we are dying. And so he rebuked them, said, "Where is your faith?" He didn't say, "I understand you, guy, poor guys." He said, he rebuked them. So what were they supposed to do to get out of this lake, of the tempest? And I got the words, thoughts, words, feelings, and now I got miracles, healing, whatever you need, financial healing. Like the Lord can give us $1 million like that to get. In this hand, he created a mountain full of gold. The Lord, he raised the dead. This cough is peanuts. Bronchitis, prostate, your lungs, they're just peanuts for the Lord. All right, I asked the Lord specifically, why does the devil has to doing this? And I go very clearly, the devil is under our feet. We rebuke him, commanding every day, he's not the devil. He's not the devil. We command and rebuke him, he's under our feet every day. He's not the devil who's bringing the sickness. Yeah, of course, he sends it, but he's not the devil why we keep the sickness. It's we. God told John G. Lake, he said, it's not me kill you, let your sister die, you let your sister die. So it's not the devil keeps the sickness, it's not God sending them. It's we keeping them. How? By our lack of faith. Disciples were drowning in the lake. What they were doing? They were yelling and screaming. We are dying. Jesus rebuked them. Why? They were yelling and screaming instead of speaking faith. So how do we get out of this lake of sickness? How do we get out of my bronchitis, my prostate, Andrew, weak lungs, cough, they cough. How do we get out? The Lord gave me these words. Thoughts, words, feelings, miracles. I'll interpret. It's like tongues, right? So we all know the importance of words, right? We're not emphasizing enough the power of thoughts. See, the thoughts begin in the secret, in the dark chamber of our soul. Our carnal mind doesn't know what's happening in our soul. In our soul is where the thoughts are being manufactured. All the blessing and the monstrosities, all the good things for the Lord or the evil things for the devil are being made in our soul. Our carnal mind is just is like a shopper delivering goods, but the goods are being made in the back door, in another house, in a secret factory. All right. It's a shop, everybody looks, they're selling mattresses, but they've been made in another house and nobody knows where it is. Okay, that's where our soul is making this thing in our soul. You see, in our soul is where the thoughts have been manufactured. The thoughts. They do not be manufactured in our carnal mind. Our carnal mind doesn't know. There are people who kill somebody and say, I didn't know. They really didn't know. You understand? And they didn't remember. It happened in their soul. The devil worked in their soul. So God has to work in our soul. We need to work. If we can go deep enough to the level of our soul, we're going to get miracles that we don't even dream about. Miracles we don't even dream about. Like prophets have envisioned food appearing in the pots. In Indonesia, persecution, Christians being killed and persecuted. And their testimony, they went in front of a lake and they walked on the water. Miracles which for 2,000 years Christians have been wondering in the Bible. In Indonesia, they walked on water. No one even knows, understand? So, the way to get out of this lake full of sickness, where we are drowning, and they will destroy us. The sickness will destroy us. Is the following. Otherwise, we cannot serve the Lord, okay? I cannot go to Poland. I mean, if I get sick like this in Poland, what am I going to do? I'm going to be coughing and everything else. One. And the devil is there waiting in South America. Okay, there'll be other problem waiting for us. There's a sickness from cold, there's going to be sickness from heat. Okay, I got these words. Thoughts, words, feeling, and miracles. So in other words, we must speak the right words. According to your words, you shall be condemned or justified, healed or sick, live or die, according to your words. But the words begin in the soul. They don't begin in the carnal mind. It's not enough to repeat a million times, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, Holy Mary, Holy Mary, Holy Mary, Holy Mary, carnal mind prayer. It begins in our soul, the thought. It's not many times we repeat our carnal mind, okay, I memorize the scripture today, and then you forget it, it never gets into your soul. So, when we get on our knees, when we walk around, when we cook, when we work, walk around, we need to think in our soul. You understand? I don't know if you make it. It's clear, no? So the right thoughts in our hearts will produce the right words that will come out of our mouth. By our words we shall be healed or sick. The words will generate the feeling in our body, spiritual and physical. We don't go by feelings, but the feelings must manifest what you're thinking in your heart, what you're saying with your mouth. Next, that will generate the right feeling in our body, spiritual body, carnal body. Spiritual body, physical body. You will feel better. You may be dying in front of lions. You may be thrown in the furnace of fire by Nebuchadnezzar, but you feel, I'm willing to do this. You feel okay. Stephen was feeling okay in the flesh. Why? In his soul, he was thinking the right thoughts for Jesus. I'm going to live and die for Jesus. His words from the mouth were coming in accordance to that. It was not beginning with his words. It was beginning with his heart. Coming next point, next step, secondarily in his mouth. Through his mouth, he was speaking faith. Third, he was feeling accordingly. Next, miracles. You get the healing. The disciple were yelling to the Lord, we are sinking. You know, I'm working on studying about the disciple these days, right? Sabu yelling, Lord, we are sinking. Cares not we die. See, oh, you little faith, why do you doubt? And he rebuked He rebuked the weather. Many times we pray, we drive, we pray that the weather changes. We can do too. It's not because we, because of Jesus, because the angels. So here are the steps. Thoughts, words, feeling, miracle. We are in this lake of sickness. And now I'm going to ask everybody to please cooperate. I'm going to start doing it beginning immediately. Do you need what's your problem? Lungs? Is bronchitis bothering you? Your cough bothering you? Start thinking and speaking. Basically, there are really two steps because step three and four follows. Feelings, you don't have to worry about feelings. It comes without thinking. All right? So those children of Israel, they were thrown in the furnace of fire. They didn't say, we need to feel good in the fire. No, they were thinking, our God can protect us. Before they could speak it, they had to think it. After they thought it, they spoke it. So basically, the four steps, they come down to two steps, really, which comes down to one. It begins in your soul. That's the real, real beginning. You know, that's why you say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first God. Seek ye first Jesus. Seek ye first the Holy Spirit. Seek ye first the word of God. And not in a carnal mind, not repeating a scripture a million times, it won't be enough. We have to work in the realm of our soul where things don't happen in English. Don't happen with thoughts of a carnal mind. That's why tongues are so important. In fact, I was speaking in tongues. And that's how I got these things. It's a thousand times easier to get things from the Lord as we go in tongues than in English. Because in English, it's our carnal mind that puts two and two together. All right, now let's find a good, perfect sentence. In a split second, the carnal mind thinks, I'm going to come up with a perfect sentence to glorify, oh God, the one who is in heaven. I love you. I love you. I give you my heart. Okay, my prayer vigil is over now. Food is getting cold. You follow? But when you speak in tongues, through tongues, okay, then God can speak to you. Tongues become the connection, spiritual connection, the telephone connection between the heaven and earth, between we and God, between our needs and His abundance. God is giving abundantly. He created the mountains full of gold and silver. We are here struggling for a little bread. Why? The disciples were freaking out. We are sinking. Jesus comes walking on the water and says, hey, come on, relax, you guys. Relax, okay. You're freaking out by the storm. I'm walking on the water. Oh, but you are Jesus. Well, it's not because I'm Jesus. The disciples also raised people from the dead. So they did it too. Greater works than this you shall do. We can do it too. Because now we have Jesus in our hearts. So, let me clarify this. The key that the Lord has given me was asking for a key. What's the key at John G. Lake? How did these guys made it to have they documented more than 500,000 documented the miraculous healing? 500,000. Mm-hmm. You know how many they are? Half a million. Half a million. And the world, he learned that it could be done. So in our case, we need to start in our subconscious, in our heart, in our soul, not in the carnal mind, the thinking in English. That is step two. So the Lord is telling me our mistakes, we are working on step two. We are in the shop selling bread when our factory behind is not producing any. The shelves will be empty. So our carnal mind is empty of real words of healing because they are empty words. There is no substance underneath. There is not a real bread. They're just words. It's like go to the shop and say, give me some bread. Oh, here it is. You take the package, it's empty. Oh, I just repeat a million times and God will multiply it. You repeat and nothing happens. Understand? So with the carnal mind, we repeat, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. I rebuke you, Satan. I'm healed, I believe. We carry on for a few years, we have, and nothing happens. Why? Because we are working on our carnal mind, not in the spiritual realm. The disciples, when the boat was sinking, Okay, instead of yelling and screaming, I know God is going to save us. With real faith coming from the heart and transmitted through the mouth, they were yelling, we're dying, because that's what they were thinking in their hearts. They were looking at the storm and not at the word. We are looking at the storm of our sickness and not at the word. So we have to stop praying from our carnal mind, in English, in Romanian, in Danish, in Italian. Stop thinking, stop praying miraculous prayers. Lord, we prophesied your name, we cast out devils. I don't know you. Yes, the gift worked, but it was at the service of the carnal mind, not at the service of the heart in Jesus. It was at the service of the carnal mind and the soul and spirit carnally. In other words, the spirit was following the carnal mind or whatever, but they were not really doing it for Jesus in the spirit. So the disciple, they should have yelled, Lord, I knew you would come. Oh, Lord, look, even before you came, we were praising God and commanding the weather. Look, it calmed down. Jesus said, good. Lord, you don't need to rebuke the weather, Lord. We already did. Glory to you, Lord. You taught us good. Understand? And Peter, he resurrected, was it Dorcas? In Acts chapter, was it 11 or 12? 12, because he, anyway, 11 and 12 were there. He went to Dorcas and he just commanded her healed up and she resurrected, no? He didn't go there and say, oh, the boat is sinking. We're in the middle of the lake here. Look at the storm. Look at this girl. She's dead. She's cold already. She's thinking, oh, God, she's dead. She's going to raise like that? She's going to raise. She's not going to raise. So even though we do all our religions apparently correctly, we get on our knees and we pray our prayer, our perfect prayer, Holy Father, oh Jesus, oh Lord, and I rebuke the devil, oh I'm healed, oh do, do, do. I wonder how much of that stuff is coming from our carnal mind, from our understanding, from our just I want to get healed, whatever, one way or the other, instead of from really a connection with Jesus in the secret of our inner temple, inner room, inner tabernacle, inner heart, inner soul, where it's dark completely, nobody can see, it's dark, there is no English thinking, there is no carnal thinking, it's just our soul and spirit connected to Jesus. It's a matter of feelings. Feeling in the spirit. When we feel in the spirit, the right feelings and thoughts, that get transmitted to our carnal mind. Carnal mind put those thoughts of faith in English, passes it to the next section, to the mouth. Mouth broadcast not just a pretense, I'm healed, but a reality of how the soul is feeling. I go to the fire, my God can save me. This boat is sinking, but I don't care. God can stop the storm. Dorcas is dead. God can raise her up. Dorcas, I command you to get up. In the name of Jesus, nothing happens. Remember Elisha and Elijah, same story? You think it was Elisha? He sent the stick and the son didn't get up. So he went, he laid on top and nothing happened. And he went on and on. You know, remember Smith Wigglesworth? Nothing happened. He would go on. I don't think it's so much defeating the devil. It's more like defeating the devil of our carnal mind, the devil of our unbelief. I don't think the problem is the devil here. The devil, I think, is secondary because he's under our feet. Romans 16, 16 what? 20. 16:20. Romans 16:20, the devil is under our feet. So it's the devil of our carnal mind. It's the devil of our unbelief. It's the devil of our thinking the thoughts of death. You know, when we think thoughts of, oh, I'm sick, oh, da da da, oh, it's not working, oh, da da da, that means your soul is thinking the same. In fact, let me say more. Our carnal mind, our carnal thinking, positive or negative, shows what's going on in our soul. Our speaking shows what's going on in our carnal mind, good or bad, faith or lack of faith. And the miracles, the fruits, show if our words were with real faith, coming from a faithful mind and a faithful heart and soul. Okay. Conclusion, the nitty-gritty is our soul. Are we thinking our soul? Are we feeling our soul? If we can look at the weather, at the storm and say, I don't care, God will save me. If we can look at the lake, was it Lake of Genesaret, the guys were sinking? Yeah, they were sinking. And say, I don't care. God will save us. So, we are in the lake here, in the boat, storm everywhere. We must speak words of life, of faith, of deliverance, of getting out of this lake. We will get through this storm. We will get through this bronchitis, this prostate, those lungs, those whatever we have here, coughs. We will. Kind of might say, oh, well, I don't see it. So shut up and I speak faith. And that is not starting from the carnal mind either. Start from my heart. Amen. So that's what I feel from the Lord. In Jesus' name. Now let's think faith. Let's think faith. All right? Is not as we think in our carnal mind in English, I'm healed. As we think in our carnal mind in English, how we speak with our mouth is not where the battle begins. It begins in our hearts. Amen. So let's walk in faith. Yes, we walk by feeling also, but feeling in our soul, feeling for Jesus. Those feeling generates feeling for Jesus in our soul. In other words, love Jesus. Love the Father. In our heart. Okay, how do we generate thoughts of faith and words of faith that generate miracle? It starts with loving God, loving Jesus. That is the secret. That's the key. Loving Jesus in our heart generates thoughts of faith, which become words of life and miracles and healing. It's all in Matthew 22, 37, really. Love the Lord, all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. It's all there. Can you see that? The progression, the steps. Love the Lord. Doesn't it say, love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength? Look, the steps are right there. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul. Okay, with all your thoughts, carnal thoughts. With all your strength. Words. Can you see that it's well, look, Lord, just give a perfect scripture. Look for a perfect scripture. Thou shalt love the Lord. All your heart. It says all your soul or heart. What does it say? Soul or heart? All right.
Soul, mind, strength.
All right. Soul, mind, strength. You can see? Spirit, carnal mind. Production, words. So, tam, three steps really. And that produces, you don't have to worry about the miracles. You don't have to look at the wheel of the bicycle when you bike, just look at the street. The wheel will turn. The wheel of the miracles will turn. Just keep your mind on the soul. Amen? So, soul, first the soul, feeling in the soul, loving Jesus, loving the Lord. That will generate the right thoughts. So we don't have to worry about the miracles if we are speaking the right words of life and miracle. We don't have to worry about the words to speak if we are thinking the right thoughts of faith and miracle. We don't have to worry about what we think, what we in our carnal mind, if we are feeling in our heart the right love for Jesus. So if something goes wrong, the miracles are not getting performed. The right words are not being spoken. Our carnal mind doesn't think the right words. It's because in the secret place of our heart, we're not loving Jesus. Loving Jesus. Loving the Father. This is not just a sermon. These are steps to get out of the lake full of sickness. Amen. In Jesus' name.